Oasis Audio presents The Immortal Abyss, The Threshold Duology, Number 2, by Catherine Briggs. Read for you by Roshni Lamino. Echoes of War. When the Eternity Gate opened, its twin doorway awakened. The Immortal Abyss, tucked within the nation of Vetoa's ancient volcanoes, breathed, and the winter rains dissipated into cruel, hot air. Drought, like disease, gripped portions of the charcoal desert. Surely the divine star palms, Vetoa's unseen frowning and grinning gods, punished the desert people for losing the war and the Eternity Gate. Even Vetoa's star palm given gift, the power to wield fire, could not save them from thirst. But fire offered protection against the monstrous shadows flying across their closed borders. Awaiting winter rain, the commoner, the noble, and the rebellion remembered an old saying. None dared whisper the desperate hope, lest the dynasty overhear and silence them all. A star palm will walk the desert in human form. From an endless well, her fire will cleanse the monster's lair, kindle life within dead bones, and fill the depths of the world. She, the one born of legend, will slay her own soul to finish the age. Who else could be born of legend besides a daughter of the gods? Chapter 1. I'd borrowed 11 homes and outgrown 10 guardians. All called me Toll, minus the delightful handful who'd preferred you, or the girl. By my fourth guardian, the desert had become my true parent, and the stars burning across the night my counselors. Surrounded by charcoal-colored sand, I possessed experience and knowledge. But my desert stretched behind me now. Like the unblinking eye of an immortal star palm, the retreating sun hovered between the spires of a city piercing the iron sky. Towering, unscalable white stone walls gleamed beneath afternoon light and overshadowed a colorful sea of awnings and stalls. Despite the late rains and unrest building since the war, city dwellers held the seasonal rain market. The distant trade route, a dangerous path slicing through the desert, guided groups of travelers carrying coin for market. I'd barely seen the trade route before. It didn't touch the remote villages I hailed from. And by the star palms, Srolo Kapir's description of the city's enormity hadn't prepared me for the tight, squirming feeling in my stomach. Why had I begged Srolo Kapir to let me be the messenger? Why had I declared that I was 19 winters old, trained harder in fire than all my classmates, even though they'd progressed levels ahead of me, and had proven my undying loyalty to the Desert Rebellion? He was my guardian and supposed to stop me from doing foolish things. But after his long stare, preamble for no, he'd shocked me by agreeing, yes. Not only that, he'd also said, Toll, you are ready. Ready, I whispered. That word meant everything to me, even if we both knew it wasn't completely true. Srolo Kapir said important sympathizers to the rebellion lived inside this city. I would find them, and I would deliver the rebellion's message. Falling from among the stars and holding fire as strong and perfected as our blazing sun, a god was returning to Vetoa, like a page from ancient stories. This star palm, reborn as a human, would overthrow the dynasty and its lifetime of tyranny with a loyal rebellion rallying behind. The time was now. By delivering this message, I would start a war, and by proving myself ready, I would earn my place in the battle. I shouldered my haversack and pulled my traveling scarf, one meant for a man, tighter across my nose and mouth. May the city see a boy instead of me, thanks to my oversized robes, athletic build, and scarf hiding my long midnight curls. I grasped my staff and planted the end into the dust. Adrenaline coursed through my veins, and fire surged with it to my fingertips. Srolo Kapir's warning whispered through my mind. Toll, do not wield unless your life depends on it. I promise, I murmured, as if he were here, wishing he was here before I plunged across the desert toward the trade route. I reached the broad, dusty path and joined the other sojourners.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?